This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Just 19 minutes after the hour, welcome back into the whole show. I don't know. It just seems like this year, like more than ever, any kind of post about the Buffs, Coach Prime, we got this strength and conditioning coach speech. People are flipping out about that. I watched it. It didn't hit my ears wrong. Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Buffs. I guess anything now, anyone involved with Coach Prime, Mark, this is just going to be... this is going to be stuff for us to talk about for the rest of his days, I'm sure.
Well, what are we talking about exactly?
Okay.
I didn't catch the front end.
Clear me up on this one. So there's a video circulating on the Twitters and the X's of Colorado's strength conditioning coach, or maybe assistant strength and conditioning coach, Morgan.
Yeah, they'll be assistant.
Assistant. Yeah. And this is why we have the voice of the Buffs on here, because you have everyone saying, okay, that's their head strength and conditioning coach. Did you see her speech or anything? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, it's like every other speech you see for a football team. Somebody gets up there, they give a few superlatives,
yes,
a couple of cliches. You know, it's what was the great character in SNL a few years ago? Gosh darn it, everyone likes me, right? I'm good, I'm kind, I'm smart, and everyone likes me. It's a motivational speech that every coaching staff in America gives, and people are going out of their mind over it. So, you know. Coach Swayze is the head strength and conditioning coach.
Yes, and this is
Morgan,
why
Morgan's one of the assistants. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, you see people getting on saying this is the head strength and conditioning coach. This is what she's saying.
No.
And again, like you said, yeah, I watched it. It doesn't really do anything for me. It doesn't really do anything negatively for me either. It's a typical kind of strength and conditioning type of speech, Mark. I mean, what are we doing here?
You know, a lot of people get into inspirational quotes and those kind of things, and they love TED Talks and all these kind of things that people get into. They're motivational speakers. I've never been a real big fan of that kind of stuff. To me, that doesn't do anything. It's like the Newt Rockne speech before a game. That's all great, and it gets you wound up. And then the first play, someone comes down, smacks you right between the eyes, and you go down and forget everything that was said.
Yeah.
All right? And so motivational stuff is not effective in my mind in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't do anything. You know, when somebody says, oh, we're going to win one for the Gipper and all that kind of stuff, no, that's not true. I mean, over the years, I've talked with players about that ad nauseum. The fact that, yeah, the motivational stuff is great until the game starts. Then it's all about execution and effort and eliminating mistakes and all those kind of things. And so, you know, when I see these things, I just kind of go, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. You know, it's part of the deal. It's what we do. It especially, I think, is prominent when you're dealing with college-age people because they're a little bit younger and they're a little bit more malleable than maybe, a 28-year-old growing man would be in an NFL locker room. And so when I see this stuff, and that's why – I don't get caught up in preseason hype, and you know, my wife sometimes, when in regards to this kind of stuff, always says to me, "You're such a wet blanket." No, I'm not. I'm a realist. I'm a realist. Right now, there are 137 fan bases or whatever it is in the FBS that are out of their mind excited. They're all jacked up. They are all wound up. They're all jumping up and down. Their team, it's going to be the greatest year of all time. They've got the greatest quarterback. They've got the greatest coach. They've got the greatest staff. They've got the greatest fans, and on and on and on. And then in about 2 months, when the vast majority will be sitting there at 500 or below, and all of a sudden that wears off. And so I'm just more of a realist. You know, Gary frequently on our broadcast, Gary Barnett frequently gets bashed by fans because they say he's being negative. And I've never thought Gary was negative in any way, shape, or form. Gary's a realist. He's a coach, right? What do coaches do? They evaluate. They look at something and say it's black or it's white. We're good or we're bad. We're not as good as we need to be, so we need to get better. And so he makes those kind of comments. And fans, because you know, you've heard me say this a million times, fans see with their hearts, not with their eyes. And so they get caught up in the emotion of things. And I enjoy that. It's part of what makes athletics great. But when I see something like this video today and everyone's going out of their mind, I'm like, well, first off, A, it's not the head strength coach. This is one of the assistant strength coaches. And B, great, she's given a little uplifting, moral, positive, you know, rah-rah, let's go get them. I love you guys, so I'm working hard for you. You work hard for me. That's what the message was. Well, fantastic. You know, that's great until they get out there and they're playing, and then it's going to come down to X's and O's and ability and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not trying to be wet blanket. It's just I love how people kind of argue about this stuff.
Well, the only thing, I guess, one thing did catch me a little bit. She said her family's from Canada, and she kept dropping the y'all phrase, so she clearly had to pick that up somewhere, Mark.
Well, and that's like, you know, we all get caught up in the dialects and the whatever you're around. And listen, there are a lot of Southern guys on the staff, right? We know that. A lot of guys come from out of that staff. I hear y'alls every once in a while when I'm around there. I'm a Northern guy, so I don't talk that way.
I know.
But we all get influenced by those who are around, and we start to take on some of those characteristics. And so, you know, here's the thing about it. Every one of those people that's, you know, busting her chops for the y'all, if you spend a little time around there, they're influenced by somebody. I don't know who it is. Somebody's going to influence them. They're going to have a little something that maybe is not, shall we say, normal for their background. And, you know, so it's just funny how this works. Listen, if I could borrow a phrase from Prime, the haters are going to hate. And so that's in some regards what you're getting here. People on the outside looking for something to pick on, and here we go.
Mark, I'm just going to start sending you inspirational speeches from coaches. I got one. How about, like, did you see John Harbaugh? Just keeps declaring, hey, you are the New York Giants. He said it like 14 times in his speech. That's got to get you going because they clearly know who they are. They are the Giants.
Well, no, apparently they did not know where they are because John Harbaugh had to tell them over and over and over again. I just, you know, I like coaches, and this is when I, back in my playing days, as meager as they were, I enjoyed coaches that dealt with me, you know, sure, the idea of speaking positive over somebody, I get that. You want to encourage people. That I understand. But the encouragement was about what your abilities are and how you can get better and how if you work harder and you lift harder and all these different things, you take more shots, in my case, being a basketball player, how that can improve you. When it came to kind of the rah-rah kind of stuff, that never resonated with me. It just never touched me in any way, shape, or form, and it didn't do much for me. And so when I see that kind of stuff, I've got friends of mine, by the way, that are rah-rah guys. They are sending me motivational speeches one after another about all kinds of stuff, and I just kind of say thanks and hit the link. That's just my world.
Remember, I'm going to be sending you stuff randomly, and we're going
to
see. Maybe you're going to respond one day and go, wow, Brady, you found one. This one has me motivated.
I'll say thank you and then hit delete. Yeah, exactly. I will respond, I promise.
Mark Johnson joining us. Mark, I did see this one yesterday out of USA Today. Deion Sanders subpoenaed for son's bankruptcy trial. Same week of Colorado opener there, obviously on the Shiloh Sanders situation. What do you know about that? What do you know about the subpoena at this point?
Well, all I know, to be honest with you, I mean, literally after Micah put me on hold before he put me on, I glanced down at Twitter and saw it. So I saw the headline. I thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder how that's going to work. And I'd have to imagine there's got to be some sort of legal step that, you know, whatever's going on with that bankruptcy thing with Shiloh, okay, that's separate from the football program. It's just a former player, happens to be the coach's son. I would imagine there's some sort of legal deal that Deion's legal people could tap into and say, hey, yeah, I can't do it that, you know, right then and there. I mean, you're not going to – he can't be there to do that on Wednesday, for goodness sakes, when they're playing on, you know, Thursday night in Atlanta. So I'd imagine there's probably some sort of legal maneuvering they can do to maybe move that and have it at a more expedient time, maybe the following Monday or something where, you know, it's 6 days away from game day or something. And so I'm sure they'll take care of that legally.
Well, Mark, don't worry, man. We're about a week away from it's just going to be straight football questions from here on out. Don't worry.
It's never going to be straight football questions.
Probably not.
And you know that.
Yeah. Well, honestly, especially with Coach Prime, there's always going to be something extra we're going to get, something he's going to say. And it could be about anything. It could be about the weather. And then that's going to be news, and I'm going to bring that to you.
Hey, let me tell you, he and I were on the practice field last Monday, and he comes running over, and we chat after practice for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes about a number of different things. We're talking horses and all kinds of stuff. And there was a friend of mine standing there with me, and he was really in awe of the fact he's meeting Deion Sanders, and he asked him a question about training camp down in the spring. So Prime, you know, gave him some answer, and I said something about, what's your most memorable training camp? And he gets that Prime, you know, million-dollar smile of his, and he says, my best memories of training camp were playing Major League Baseball, so I didn't have to be at training camp.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I thought that was outstanding. And I said, seriously, how many training camps were you ever at? He said, I think I was at two. He said, the best you remember, he was only at two. And I just thought, there's a funny story from Deion Sanders and shows you how quick he is. But, yeah, my favorite memory of training camp was playing Major League Baseball.
Well, and that makes me, you know, on the inspirational speeches, that means I just got to send you the Allen Iverson one again about practice, because that would fit with this conversation.
We're talking practice. still, one of the great ones of all time.
Well, and like you said, that's real. You know, those are the best ones when they're real.
Yes, and Allen Iverson was one of the more, you know, unique personalities, of course, and was a spectacular athlete. I mean, a phenomenal athlete. Could have been a college quarterback, probably could have played in the NFL with his ability and the way he threw the football and all that, and I'm sure could have been a great baseball player. But, yeah, there's a guy, at least there's honesty in that, right? And for one of those guys, it's a freak of an athlete. The stories, in fact, late in the career, I heard when he was with Melo and with the Nuggets, and about just his physical prowess, number one, and number two, by the way, and we know this got some guys, some teammates of his in trouble, the way he was able to have a very good time into the wee hours of the morning, and then literally hours later be on the practice court and going 100 miles an hour were legendary. And so he was always a unique individual. But I appreciated his honesty. Sure, that wasn't about hype. That was just about him being honest of who he was. That's the kind of stuff I appreciate.
Mark Johnson joining us. Mark, I don't know if you glanced at the first. This is when you know football season is right around that corner. We get our first top 25, the preseason version. Did see a Big 12 team, BYU, sitting at number 14. What do you make of that?
And that was the highest ranked Big 12 team, wasn't it?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Texas Tech was ranked, but I think they were a little bit lower.
Oh no, Mark! Well, I screwed you up. You're right. Texas Tech coming in at 12.
Okay. All right. I knew they were somewhere in the teen area anyway. You know, I guess that's about right. I mean, you know, the preseason poll. What at this point? What's it based on? It's like you and I talked about the guys in Vegas. How do they actually evaluate all of this? I did see, what was Ohio State number one, correct?
Yep, Ohio State number one, Oregon number two.
And Oregon number two. So Oregon's overrated again, simply based on the hype that we get, you know, going in this thing. I saw what Indiana, I think, was fifth or sixth or something, the defending national champions. And so I'm sure that Kurt Cignetti's going to use that as some sort of a slight in terms of his motivational speeches. You know, so it is what it is. Gary and I used to talk about this years ago when I first got here and he was coaching. He always thought that a true college football poll should not ever be released until, I think he said, 3 weeks in. Give everyone 3 weeks to evaluate everybody. And this was pre-transfer portal, by the way, what he used to talk about that. And that way we really know what they are. Because that preseason poll is based on so many things that have nothing to do with what's actually going to happen on the field. But, you know, it's good for us to talk about, right?
It does. It gives us one more thing.
Yeah, it gives all of us something to talk about and fans to go nuts about and fans to argue about. And that way, when an assistant strength coach isn't doing a motivational speech, we can at least argue about the top 25.
Yeah, that's honestly, I was seeing that. I'm like, okay, we need football. We need football badly because we are talking about assistant strength and conditioning coaches' speeches, which is nothing controversial. It's just a rah-rah speech.
But here's the thing, and you just touched on this with Deion Sanders. That just goes to show you, what other program in America is having a conversation about an assistant strength and conditioning coach?
Correct.
Nobody. Yep. It's because it's attached to Deion, and that's it becomes a point of contention and social media banter and all that kind of stuff, simply because it's Deion Sanders. And you know what? What's the old line? They always used to say that any press is good press. If they're talking about you, at least they're interested in you. And so I guess we look at it that way, right?
Yeah, the Buffs still very much in those conversations, Mark. And we are looking forward to game one for the Buffs going up against Georgia Tech, game one. So can't wait to get into that with you in more detail. Probably next week. Yep. We'll ask you what you know, when did you know it, that kind of thing. So we'll look forward to it.
I'll tell you what, I had a few conversations the other day. I was out of practice and really talked and started grabbing guys afterward. I want everyone to pay attention. Number 20, Cree Thomas. I'm telling you. I think that dude is a superstar in the making. Keep an eye on him this season. Defensive back, transfer from Notre Dame. And the ESPN kid is really an interesting kid to me. I chatted with him for quite a while, and he's really Gideon Lampron. By the way, he did tell me that his brother's middle name was nearly Larry Bird. His is ESPN. His brother was nearly Larry Bird, and his mother put the kibosh on that deal. So,
wow.
How about the naming of that family?
That's some creative naming going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when he told me that, I said, "Now wait a minute. So your mother put the kibosh on Larry Bird being your brother's middle name, but ESPN was okay." And she said, no, she didn't know. My dad put that on the birth certificate, and she didn't get a chance to see it.
Oh, that is amazing.
That's how it began. I said, "They're still married." And he said, "Oh, yeah, they're still married." So, yeah, very funny. But those are two guys. The more I'm around them, the more I talk with them, the more I watch them, I think there are some special, special players on the defensive side at linebacker and corner in those two positions. So there's a couple things to chew on that aren't motivated here that you can think about for next week.
Well, I love thinking about different names. And listen, his family's just living the dream. We all want to name our kids something like that. And they went ahead,
man,
and did it.
Yeah, but Larry, I mean, seriously, I think it's, what was his, I can't remember what his brother's, you know, this guy, this young man's name is Gideon ESPN Lampron. His brother was something along those lines. It started with G, I can't remember. So it would have been, let's say, Gideon Larry Bird Lampron. I mean, that's a heck of a handle right there and something to live up to. But mom wouldn't let it happen, so it didn't go down.
That is my favorite thing now. I'm going to be Gideon ESPN Lampron is my new favorite player,
yep.
Mark. So,
hey, don't you think when I told him this, I said, if you do something, if you get a big sack in a big situation, get a pick six, I've got to give him a little da-da-da, da-da-da.
You have
air,
to.
Don't I?
Yeah.
I
think
have to do something.
You might be contractually obligated to do that now, Mark. I think so. Or else they come after you for, you know, TM, that kind of thing. Who knows?
There's got to be I'm going to have to do something. I just, you know. I don't want to force it, but yet you've got to make some sort of reference there, I think. But we'll see.
So Gideon ESPN Lampron, though, you expect him to, you know, be a pretty good player for this team?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Number 44, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, number 44.
Yeah.
He was at Dayton and, I don't remember the other school, but I think it was Bowling Green. He was at two schools and eventually worked his way here. He's been a tackling machine, you know, team captain kind of guy. Tough kid, not the biggest guy in the world, but just a football playing Jesse, the kind of guys you like to watch. So I do think he's going to be a guy that we'll talk about a lot. And then, like I mentioned, Cree Thomas, I think is an NFL type of cornerback who worked this offseason, by the way, with help me out. I'm totally blanking on the name. Denver Broncos cornerback.
Champ? Was it Champ Bailey?
No. NFL MVP.
Patrick Surtain.
Patrick Surtain.
Yeah.
Yeah. He worked with Patrick Surtain this past summer.
Okay. Well,
and,
yeah.
And really enjoyed himself there and learned a lot, he said. So, but keep an eye on those two guys.
All right, man. I wrote them down here, and now we're going to talk about Gideon for a lot more reasons because it's the best middle name in the history of the world. Not that I'm like the diehard ESPN fan, but because of just someone having a middle name like that. That's great to me.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
Mark, appreciate you as always, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. Always enjoy talking to y'all. So there you go.
Get ready, because I'm about ready to blow up y'all's cell phone with all these inspirational messages coming your way, Mark.
Love it. All right, brother. Talk to you next week.
All right, man. Gideon ESPN Lampron.
That's child abuse.
No, it's not. His family's just living the dream. Dad just says, let's do it. So, you know, let's name our other kid so-and-so Larry Bird Lampron. Yes.
That's child abuse.
No, it's not.
I did meet a guy at the Stampede once.
Dude, that guy.
Who named his kid John Elway.
It worked for him. He is a start. He's going to be the starting middle linebacker for the Colorado Buffaloes, Michael.
Was it his terrible middle name that did it?
Maybe that's what started.
He
knew he had to live up to that. No, he knew he had to live up to that. You don't get a middle name like ESPN and not be a Division I football player or a Division I something. You have to at least be a Division I something. And he probably used that as motivation. So stop with your negativity back there.
I'm going to continue to be
Gideon
negative. That's ridiculous.
ESPN Lampron. Circle the name. Number 44 for the Colorado Buffaloes. I do want to play back the speech because I want to ask Hooligans what they think of the assistant strength and conditioning coach and her speech. If it really was as bad as some people are making it out to be, that I think that's just. Listen, I'm all for, like, rolling my eyes at some of the stuff that surrounds Coach Prime, but I just don't know about this one. I'm not sure. 12:38 the time. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.